My name is Michelle Savage, and I am with XBRL US, and we're here today to talk with Phil Moyer, the CEO and President of Edgar Online. Edgar Online is a member of XBRL US, and we're here to talk about a particular panel session that's taking place at the November 17th through 18th XBRL US National Conference. You can learn more about that conference by going to www.xbrl.us and just look for National Conference from the homepage in the events section. The session that Phil is going to be sitting on is called The Next Frontier in XBRL, and I think it's a pretty interesting one. Phil, can you tell us a little bit about the session?
Sure. Thanks very much, Michelle. I'm really excited about this session. I think that a lot of time has been spent about the power of XBRL as an accounting standard, and really XBRL is rapidly evolving to become a business reporting and financial reporting standard. And this session is really targeted at trying to bring in some visionaries, of people that have seen how things like the internet and other standards have evolved to add value to what we do today on things like internet and publishing. And it really is to talk about where XBRL can go in transforming financial information, business information, even government and nonprofit information.
That's great. And Phil, who is actually speaking on the panel besides yourself?
So David Roth is actually going to be the moderator, and he's a noted author from Wired Magazine. We have Esther Dyson, who is one of the early internet pioneers. She was involved in the original Frontier, Electronic Foundation Frontier, a member of ICON, and even most recently very involved in the Sunshine Foundation, which is a body that drives standards for for information reporting in government.
And why do you think this session is going to be of interest to our audience, which is primarily financial executives, generally at a senior level? It's also going to be investor communication professionals and members of the analyst community.
As I mentioned, I think that it's really important to think of XBRL beyond just simply an accounting language and to really start understanding that this is a language for communicating financial information, information that needs to be compared around a business, around an organization, or around a financial entity. And so I think it's essential for people to really get a vision about how far data standards can take a particular industry and how far investment relations officers, you know, should think in the future about what XBRL can do for their own communication, direct communication with their investors.
That's great. Well, it sounds like it will be a very interesting panel. Phil, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. And again, for people listening, please go to www.xbrl.us, where you can learn a little bit more about this session and others and register to attend. Thank you very much.